जय सदानंदना जय ब्रज जन रंजना जय ब्रज जन रंजना जय यमुना तीरवन चारि जय कुंज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीरवन चारि जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदरक श्रीमद् His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki ISKCON Vipit Sansthapaka Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtodaraksa Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रज भूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की बरसाना धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की कलियुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्याम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम हरे हरे। ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ श्री राधाष्टमी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 3 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस टेक्स्ट 23। जीवात् शवो भागवत अंग्रिरेणुम् न जातु मरत्यो अभिलभेत यस्तु श्रीविष्णु पद्या मनुजस् तुलस्या श्वसन् शवो यस्तु न वेदगंधम्। जीवच्छवो भागवताङ्ग्रिरेणुम् न जातु मर्त्यो अभिलभेत यस्तु श्रीविष्णुपद्या मनुजस्तुलस्या श्वसन् शवो यस्तु न वेदगंधम्। जीवच्छवो भागवताङ्ग्रिरेणुम् न जातु मर्त्यो अभिलभेत यस्तु श्रीविष्णुपद्या मनुजस्तुलस्या श्वसन् शवो यस्तु न वेदगंधम्। जीवच्छवो भागवताङ्ग्रिरेणुम् न जातु मर्त्यो अभिलभेत यस्तु श्रीविष्णुपद्या मनुजस्तुलस्या श्वसन् शवो यस्तु न वेदगंधम्। जीवन वाइल लिविंग शवः अ डेड बॉडी भागवत अंग्रि रेणुम द डस्ट ऑफ द फीट ऑफ अ प्योर डिवोटी न नेवर जातु एट एनी टाइम मर्त्या mortal. Abhilabheta, particularly received. Yaha, a person. Tu, but. Shri, with opulence. Vishnupadya, of the lotus feet of Vishnu. Manojaha, a descendant of Manu. A man. Tulasya, leaves of the tulsi tree. Shvasan, while breathing. Shavaha, still a dead body. Yaha, who? Tu, but. Naveda, never experienced. Gandham, the aroma. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The person who has not at any time received the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotee upon his head is certainly a dead body. And the person who has never experienced the aroma of the tulasi leaves from the lotus feet of the Lord is also a dead body, although breathing. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the breathing dead body is a ghost. When a man dies, he is called dead. But when he again appears in a subtle form, not visible to our present vision and yet acts, such a dead body is called a ghost. Ghosts are always very bad elements, always creating a fearful situation for others. Similarly, the ghost-like non-devotees who have no respect for the pure devotees, nor for the Vishnu deity in the temples, create a fearful situation for the devotees at all times. The Lord never accepts any offering by such impure ghosts. There is a common saying that one should first love the dog of the beloved before one shows any loving sentiments for the beloved. The stage of pure devotion is attained by sincerely serving a pure devotee of the Lord. The first condition of devotional service to the Lord is therefore to be a servant of a pure devotee. And this condition is fulfilled by the statement, reception of the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee who has also served another pure devotee. That is the way of pure disciplic succession or devotional parampara. Maharaj Rahugana inquired from the great saint Jadabharata as to how he had attained such a liberated stage of a Paramahamsa. And in answer, the great saint replied as follows. Rahoganaitas tapathana yati na chajjaya nirvapanad grihadva na chandasa naiva jalagni suryair vina mahatpadara jobhishekam. O King Rahugana, the perfectional stage of devotional service or the Paramahamsa stage of life cannot be attained unless one is blessed by the dust of the feet of great devotees. It is never attained by tapasya, austerity, the Vedic worshipping process, acceptance of the renounced order of life, the discharge of the duties of household life, the chanting of the Vedic hymns, or the performance of penances in the hot sun, within cold water, or before the blazing fire. In other words, Lord Sri Krishna is the property of His pure, unconditional devotees, and as such, only the devotees can deliver Krishna to another devotee. Krishna is never obtainable directly. Lord Chaitanya therefore designated Himself as Gopi Bharatu Padakamalayor Das Dasanudasah, or the most obedient servant of the servants of the Lord, who maintains the gopi damsels at Vrindavan. A pure devotee therefore never approaches the Lord directly, but tries to please the servant of the Lord's servants, and thus the Lord becomes pleased, and only then can the devotee relish the taste of the tulasi leaves stuck to his lotus feet. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord is never to be found by becoming a great scholar of the Vedic literatures, but he is very easily approachable through his pure devotees. In Vrindavan, all the pure devotees pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani is a tender-hearted, feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees, and once she recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. The conclusion is, therefore, that one should be more serious about seeking the mercy of the devotee than that of the Lord directly, and by once doing so, by the goodwill of the devotee, the natural attraction for the service of the Lord will be revived. Srila Prabhupada ki. So on the occasion of Sri Radhashtami, we welcome all the devotees for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam discussion. The subject matter of the tattva of Srimati Radharani has been discussed and described in great detail in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered to be the summit of all the Vedic literatures, Srimati Radharani's name has been mentioned only in passing, indirectly, in one verse. And the reason being that Shukadeva Goswami, being an intimate associate of Srimati Radharani, he was afraid that if he speaks about Srimati Radharani's glories, he may become stunned in ecstasy, and then he will be unable to speak further on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Maharaj Parikshit had very limited time. So he was concerned more with serving Maharaj Parikshit than experiencing his own ecstasy. And therefore, this subject matter has been discussed in more elaborate detail in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And therefore, amongst all the transcendental subjects, this is one of the most mysterious and the highest subject matters. And so, one does not have sufficient qualification to speak on this subject. Srila Prabhupada has given elaborate purports and understanding of what this tattva is all about in the beautiful Bhaktivedanta purports of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So for my own purification and to glorify Srimati Radharani on this most auspicious occasion and in the service of the Vaishnavas, so I'll just try to speak something from the fourth chapter of the Adilila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which describes about this subject in great detail. Yeba nahi bujhikeha shunite shunite seha ki adbhuta chaitanya charitra krishne upajibe priti janibe rasirariti shunilai badahoy hita. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, right at the beginning of Madhyalila, makes a point that sometimes while hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, you may think, I am unable to understand this topic. Jeba nahi bujhe ke hai. If someone feels this is too much, difficult to understand. So Kaviraj Goswami says in the next line, shunite shunite se, still keep hearing. Why? Ki adbhuta chaitanya charitra. Because Mahaprabhu's pastimes are extremely adbhut, wondrous, super excellent. If you do that, what will be the benefit? Krishne upajibe priti. By hearing about these pastimes described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, one will develop love towards Krishna. Janibe Rasera Riti, one will understand the flow of the rasas or the transcendental mellows. Shunilei Badahoi Hita. And ultimately, one will be transcendentally and spiritually benefited. Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Prema Tattva Sar, Bhava Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Lila Tattva are. So these are the six tattvas which one needs to understand from the scriptures very thoroughly, so that our sambandh or relationship with Krishna is established solidly. Based on this strong relationship with Krishna, one is able to follow the process or abhidheya and overcome the obstacles which may come in the process, and then ultimately situate ourselves on the doors of pure love of Krishna. And therefore, Chaitanya Seva, Chaitanya Gao Lau, Chaitanya Naam, Chaitanya Bhakti Kare Seimura Prana, Nana Shastra Anikoila Bhakti Grantha Sar, Moodha Adhama Janere Teho Tarila Nistar. The six Goswamis therefore wrote detailed literatures so that all of these tattvas which have been described can be possibly understood by the conditioned souls who is within the family of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara. And therefore, one who is a follower of Krishna is called Karshneya. One who is follower of Vishnu is called Vaishnav. One who is follower of Srimati Radharani is called Gaudiya. And therefore, Srila Saraswati Thakur says that actually our first priority is not Krishna. It says we have relationship with Krishna because he is related to Radharani. So therefore, in the fourth chapter, this description comes. Sri Dware Achandale Kirtana Sanchare Nama Prema Mala Gonthi Podaila Samsare. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purpose of appearance has been described. Why he appeared? So externally he appears for describing or sharing the Yuga Dharma of distributing the holy name. And therefore, in order to do this, what does he do? Eimata bhakta bhava kori angikar apani achari bhakti kori la prachar. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to share the Yuga Dharma, he personally practices bhakti very strictly, and then he also shares the glories of the holy name. But at this point, Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu is thinking about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And what is that? Parakiya bhave oti rasera ullas braja bina ihara anyatra nahivas. So, in a very confidential part of Golok Vrindavan exists Braja. And in Braja, Krishna's pastimes with his associates happen in both Swakiya and Parakiya ras. Swakiya is when Krishna is performing pastimes with his queens. And Parakiya is when the relationship is not tied through marital knot. And therefore, Parakiya bhave ati rasera ullas. So Krishna really wants to experience the thrill and the joy of the Parakiya ras. And therefore, apart from Vrindavan, there is no other place where he can experience this. Braja badhu ganer ei bhava nira badhi tara madhye shri radhaya bhavera avadhi. So therefore, amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is that gopi who can actually give Lord Krishna the experience of the thrill of the parakiya ras to the highest. And therefore, Srimati Radharani is considered to be the topmost amongst all. And her description is given. Praudha Nirmala Bhava Prema Sarvottam Krishnera Madhurya Rasa Asmada Karan. So she is, number one, very exalted, Praudha. And secondly, Nirmala, she is extremely pure, spotless in her love. And number three, Krishnera Madhurya Rasa Asmada Karan. She becomes the cause of Krishna experiencing and tasting the Madhurya Rasa. And therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears with this particular mood. Ata eva sei bhava angikara kori sadhilena nijavancha gauranga sri hori. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears mainly because Krishna is thinking that how can I experience the emotions being experienced by Srimati Radharani? So we can understand the exaltedness of Srimati Radharani and the mysterious element in her tattva and her emotions that Krishna becomes intrigued to understand that and specifically appears in a totally different avatar or a manifestation. Ata eva sai bhava angikara kori. Accepting that mood and emotion. Sadhilena nijavancha. In order to fulfill his own desire, Lord Krishna appears as Gauranga Srihari. So therefore, that is what is described. That at the moment when Krishna started getting this desire that I am known as all-knowing, dharma projita kaitavatra paramo nirmat saranam satam, I am known by devotees who have pure bhava. Krishna is all-knowing, he is all-cognizant. But then here is something he felt is beyond the scope of his knowledge and experience. And so, bhava graha nera hetu koila dharma sthapan tara mukhya hetu kahe shuna sarvajan. So Kaviraj Goswami is explaining here that the time for Lord Krishna's manifestation of the Yuga Dharma coincided with the moment when he was also wanting to experience this particular bhava, the mood and the emotion of Srimati Radharani. So therefore, at that moment when this both desires coincided, one was his internal desire, one was his mood, the other was as a matter of duty, that this particular dharma had to be established. Tara mukhya hetu. So the main internal reason, please try to hear, Kaviraj Goswami is sharing in this particular verse. And this is the most important verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Krishna pranaya vikriti haladini asmat. Haladini shakti rasmat. So, Srimati Radharani's description is there right in the fourth verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the first 14 verses, whatever Kaviraj Goswami shares, he elaborates that in the first 7 and 8 chapters, the first 7 chapters of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because each one of these verses is so crucial and important. And therefore he says, what is the tattva of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Says, first of all, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Hladini Shaktir Asmat. So, first of all, we should understand that Radharani herself is nothing but a Vikriti or a manifestation of Krishna's love. So, Krishna has energies, and these potencies are divided into Sandhini, Samvit and Hladini. So a manifestation of the Hladini potency is Srimati Radharani. She is Hladini potency personified. And therefore, Pranaya Vikriti means just like there is a transformation. So when Krishna wants to express and experience love, no one has the power to express and experience and have exchange of love with Krishna apart from Krishna himself. In order to experience and exchange that love and bliss, Krishna manifests himself in the form of Srimati Radharani. And that is known as Pranaya Vikritir. So therefore, Srimati Radharani is a manifestation of that loving potency, the bliss potency of Krishna. And now, this Radha and Krishna, and Prabhupada mentions in this purport that Srimati, the whole concept of Srimati Radharani is a puzzle to the materialists. And so, ekatmanav api bhuvipura. So actually, Radha and Krishna are non-different. They are one, but they manifest into two. And then the confusion goes further. These two again decide to become one. And that is described as Deha Bhedam Katavsav Chaitanyakhyam Prakatam Adhuna Tadvayam Cha Aikyam Aptam. This two, when they again become one, they appear, this manifestation is known as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is that Lord Chaitanya? Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam. That accepting Srimati Radharani's emotion and duty, accepting Radharani's complexion, suvalitam, accepting Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So this verse has been composed by Swarup Damodar Goswami and it is available in the diary or the kadacha of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. And therefore, in order to simplify this particular verse, Kaviraj Goswami gives an equivalent Bengali verse. And he says, Radha Krishna eka atma dui deha dhori anyonye vilase rasa asvadana kuri. So Radha and Krishna are actually one. Dui deha dhari, but they manifest as two. Why? Anyonye vilase, in order to exchange pastimes, and rasa asvadana, to experience the taste of the rasas or mellows. And therefore, the Supreme Lord, at the very beginning of creation, is establishing this principle that although he is aptakam, fully self-satisfied, he is atmaram, one who experiences bliss within. But a higher degree of bliss is experienced when there is an exchange. And therefore, the most fundamental principle of this creation is that experience of bliss expands through exchange. And therefore, the Lord creates all of these manifestations in order to facilitate these exchanges. Prabhupada, he was in 3C Albert Road in Kolkata. So one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples at that time, Achyutananda Swami, so he was, you know, dealing with the tenant there, and the tenant's name was Mr. Rai. And Mr. Rai was having a conversation with Achyutananda Swami, and he was sharing that, what is your understanding of Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And so Achyutananda Swami, he mentioned that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, that Radha and Krishna come together and they become Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So this landlord then asked, which is higher? Who is higher? Radha and Krishna or Sri Chaitanya? So at that point, Achyutananda Swami said, well, I don't know, you say. And so he said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he is higher. So Achyutananda Swami said, how you can claim like that? So then at that point, Mr. Rai, the landlord, gave an example. And because it was Kolkata, so this example was more pertinent. And he said, just imagine if there is milk and sugar. When milk and sugar are there, both are attractive. But when milk and sugar come together in the form of rasgulla, it becomes more attractive. So which is higher, rasgulla or milk and sugar? So many times when the Western devotees were in India, many of the Indian people would give many kinds of example and bewilder them. So Achyutananda Swami started thinking, and so he approached Srila Prabhupada, and he said that I had this conversation, and this person concluded that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is higher by giving this rasgulla example. So Prabhupada, he said, actually, Prabhupada mentioned then in his reply, four things. He said, actually, Srimati Radharani is the highest. Then he said that because Radharani's love for Krishna is so high, Krishna personally appears to experience that love because he's intrigued by that love. So this is the second principle. Third, he says that when Krishna appears like this, he is known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Prabhupada mentioned the fourth point, that then Prabhupada showed one painting, and in that painting Srimati Radharani is in an angry mood. Lord Krishna is, you know, trying to pacify her, and Krishna has placed his head at Radharani's feet. And then Prabhupada showed another photo where Krishna is carrying the sandals of Nanda Maharaj. And Prabhupada pointed to these paintings and Prabhupada said, actually, the love of the devotee is the highest. And therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam Damodar Leela, Somatu Svinna Gatraya Visrishta Kabra Sraja Drishtva Parishramam Krishna Kripayasit Swabandhane. Seeing the effort and the emotion being invested by Yashoda Maya in trying to bind Krishna, Krishna agreed to be bound. And evam sandarshita hi anga harina bhritya varshyata. In order to demonstrate this principle that I come under the control of my devotee's love, Krishna actually manifests this Damodar Leela. And therefore, anyonye vilase rasa asvadana kuri. And so, Krishna wants to experience this pastime of exchange of emotions with his devotee. And so here, at this point, Kaviraj Goswami says, Sei dui ek ebe चैतन्य गोसाई रस आस्वादित दोहे होइल एक ठानी. सो बोथ ऑफ दीज पर्सनैलिटीज राधा एंड कृष्णा मैनिफेस्ट इन द वन फॉर्म ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड द पर्पस इज रस आस्वादिते टू एक्सपीरियंस द मेलोस. एंड नाउ कविराज गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेन्स इन द फॉलोइंग सेक्शन इन वेरी क्रिस्टल क्लियर एक्सप्लेनेशन व्हाट इज द श्री राधा तत्व. सो दिस राधा तत्व हैज बीन एक्सप्लेन्ड इन वेरी ग्रेट डिटेल इन द आदिलीला चैतन्य चरितामृत चैप्टर 4 फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 59 ऑनवर्ड्स. And you could always refer to this section to understand with great clarity what is this Radha Tattva, because it is very mysterious and you will not find ready references even in the scriptures very clearly. Although there are various references in the Upanishads, in the Puranas, and in various Vedic literatures, but the way Kaviraj Goswami puts together all of this, it is very, very crystal clear. And he says, Radhika hoyena Krishne pranaya bikar swarupa shakti hladini namayahar. So she says that Radharani is nothing but Krishna's love transformed. When Krishna, his potency of love transforms, Krishnera pranaya vikar. When that pranaya, love, transforms, that is Radharani. And she is the swarupa shakti called Hladini. Hladini karaye Krishne anandasvadan हलादिनी रद्वारा कुरे भक्तिर पोषण. सो देन ही सेज व्हाट डज दिस हलादिनी शक्ति डू. दिस हलादिनी शक्ति हैज टू फंक्शंस. फर्स्ट कृष्णे आनंद आस्वादन गिव्स प्लेजर एंड जॉय टू कृष्ण. एंड सेकेंडली हलादिनी रद्वारा कुरे भक्तिर पोषण. Second, it nourishes the devotees. So when the devotee is while practicing devotional service, if one feels that I am feeling very dry in the practice of my bhakti, I am not experiencing the taste, and then one may do unlimited analysis of why this is so. So like for example, if the light is not switching on, and one can do all kinds of analysis about why the light is not switching on within this room, but then ultimately if you realize that the main power is not there, there is a power cut. So however much analysis you may do here within this room of why the light is not switching on, you have missed the main point, that only when the power is relayed, then the light will switch on. Similarly, Hladinira karaya Krishne ananda asvadan Hladinira dwara kore bhaktira poshan. Through Hladini shakti only, the devotees feel nourished. And therefore, it is described, Ra shabda स्फीतो भवति माधव धा शब्द उच्चारण पश्चात धावति एव ससंभ्रम. इन द शास्त्र दिस वर्स कम्स दैट एज सून एज समवन चैंट्स द नेम राधा, एज सून एज यू चैंट द नेम राधा, व्हाट इज द इफेक्ट ऑन कृष्णा. एज सून एज यू से रा सिलेबल, Spito bhavati madhava. Lord Krishna gets into transcendental ecstasy. And as soon as you chant the name Dha, Krishna cannot control his ecstasy and starts running behind that devotee, wanting to embrace. But if we turn around, we don't see him. And therefore, the pure chanting of the names of Srimati Radharani has a powerful effect on Krishna. But the word Radha has a tremendous pleasing effect on Krishna, and similar displeasing effect happens through Aparadha. And therefore Aparadha means that activity, those words, those attitudes, those dealings which block the flow of Srimati Radharani's grace. And therefore, those activities which switch off the supply of the current, that is basically known as Aparadha. And therefore, Hladini Radwara Kore Bhaktira Poshan. Right? Poshan means nourishment. When you do not, you know, eat something or drink something, you feel undernourished and you feel lack of strength. Right? Fortunately, today is fasting only till noon. The faces during Janmashtami lecture look more panic-stricken because we give regular lectures on festival. So, you know, Janmashtami is like everybody is in anxiety. Many of the people look lost because the hope is till 12 o'clock at night. Someone was telling me, Ramchandra, very merciful, appeared in noon only. And so therefore, when there is no portion, then one feels weakened. The next verse, Kaviraj Goswami says, Sachidananda Purna Krishnera Swarup Ekai Chit Shakti Tara Dhoreti Narup. So he says Krishna is Sachidananda, but he is that same Chit Shakti, but he has accepted three forms. And what are those three forms? Anandamshe Hladini Shadamshe Sandhini Chidamshe Samvit Yate Jnana Korimani. So he says the existence potency is known as Sandhini. Sad Amshe Sandhini. The Sat Amsha is Sandhini. And Chid Amsha, the knowledge potency, is known as Chit or Samvit. And the Ananda or the bliss potency is known as Anandamshe Hladini. So in this way, the Lord manifests all of these three different expansions. And so, what are the functions of these? Sandhini manifests the entire spiritual world and the Lord's paraphernalia, including the Lord's form and including the Lord's associates. Sandhini rasara amsha shuddha sattva nam Bhagavanera satta hoye yahate bishram. Bhagavanera satta means the spiritual world, the existence comes from Sandhini potency. Mata, pita, Lord's mother and father, griha, shayasan, his residence, his bed, the various paraphernalia, his dress, all of this is manifestation of the Sandhini potency of the Lord. And therefore, unless we understand how all of Lord's potencies interact and manifest, one will not realize the seriousness that all of these activities of Krishna are beyond the influence of the modes of nature. And so this particular verse is quoted. Satvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. And therefore, this particular manifestation of Lord's abode and paraphernalia through the Sandhini potency is basically what is known as the Vishuddha Sattva. Krishne Bhagavata Jnana Samviterasar Brahma Jnana Adhika Sab Tara Parivar. So it is described here that the Samvit potency helps you understand two things. Number one, Krishna understands and experiences his supreme powers through the Samvit potency. And through the Samvit potency, Krishna enables the souls to understand his supremacy and his power. And therefore, Krishnera Bhagavatta Jnana. How do you understand Krishna's Bhagavatta? That is through the Samvit potency. And in this way, he then comes to the Khladini potency. Khladini Sara Prema Sara Prema Bhav Bhavera Paramakashtha Nama Mahabhav Mahabhava Swarupa Shri Radha Thakurani Sarvaguna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. And so, the third potency is Khladini. The essence of Khladini potency is prema or love. The essence of prema is emotions. The essence of emotions is Mahabhav. The supreme manifestation of the emotions is called Mahabhav. The personification of Mahabhav, Mahabhava Swarupa Shri Radha Thakurani. That is Srimati Radharani. Sarvaguna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. And she is the embodiment of unlimited transcendental qualities. Sarvaguna Khani. She is like the mine of jewels of all transcendental qualities. And Krishna Kanta Shiromani. And the supreme most amongst all of Krishna's associates and paramours. So Krishna has the gopis. Krishna has the queens, and there are the Lakshmis of the Vaikuntha. So the Lakshmis and the Mahishis and the Gopis, these are the three categories of the energies of the Lord. And so amongst all of these energies, amongst the Lakshmis, amongst the Mahishis, and amongst the Gopis, she is Sarvaguna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. She is the supreme most amongst all. And that is what is described. And therefore, when one approaches Krishna consciousness without the understanding of tattva, people consider the exchanges between Krishna and the gopis. They consider Radharani and Krishna to be ordinary and mundane, like the exchanges of this world. And therefore, one has to understand the supreme exalted position of Srimati Radharani and the gopis and Krishna, the supreme exalted nature of that reciprocation. It is Krishna exchanging pastimes with his own energies. It is Krishna's transformation only. And without understanding and appreciating that all of these are manifestations of pastimes in the Vishuddha Sattva, under the influence of the modes of Rajogun and Tamogun, and even Sattvagun, one cannot enter into the truth behind these pastimes. In Gaudiya Math, Srila Saraswati Thakur had many devotees who would sing bhajans. So, early in the morning, there was one musician devotee. He was very good in singing all different types of ragas and everything. Right? And in Bengal, there are very good singers. And the, you know, culture of Bengal supports a lot of art and culture. And so this musician, he was like singing all kinds of complex ragas. And one time, he was singing this Hare Krishna Mahamantra in such a complex rag that by the time he kind of came to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that itself took 1.5-2 minutes. Because went up and down, up and down. So Saraswati Thakur came from behind and he tapped him and he said, "I think you can complete the mantra. You are taking too long." And so this same singer was another time singing early in the morning, "Rai Jago, Rai Jago." Singing in, Rai means Radharani in Bengali. So he was like singing, "Radharani, get up, get up." So Saraswati Thakur came from behind, hit him on the head and said, "Tumi Jago." First, you get up. And first you realize what is your position. So therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says that there is a tendency to not understand the tattva in detail. And so Bhagavatam says, Prayena alpayusha sabhya kalau asmin yuge jana, manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadrita. So let us take upadrita first. Upadrita means constantly checking WhatsApp. So Lord has taken so much of pain to attract our attention. Sometimes coming like Ram, Narsing, Vaman, Radha, Krishna, and then again coming together. Why? Because when anything is not understandable easily, that also attracts our attention. What is the secret behind this? So Krishna has come in the most complex form, Chaitanya. Most mysterious, Chhann Avatar. Why? So that we are inspired to go deeper in the mood of a detective, in the mood of someone really wanting to come to the bottom of this whole concept, so that we get more and more inspired to go deeper into this subject. But the nature of Kali Yuga is such that Lord keeps going deeper and deeper. We still continue with our Facebook only. So therefore, Lord has come specifically in this particular form to demonstrate, yes, as Krishna, the glories of Radharani could not be described sufficiently. And so Vasugosh says, Jadi gaurna hoito, tabe ki heto kemane dhuritamge, radhar mahima, prema rasa sima, jagata janatake. How will people understand the glories of Radharani? Because Kathakar since time immemorial are glorifying Krishna's pastimes right from the first canto of Bhagavatam all the way it reaches its crescendo in the 10th canto. And so Krishna's pastimes are described in great detail. But who will understand the glory of Srimati Radharani? In Satyuga, nobody could actually take darshan of the deities of Radharani. In Treta Yuga, there were no deities of Radharani. In Dwapar Yuga, there were no deities of Radharani. All the temples had only Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, Lord Narsingh, and Lord Krishna, just like Udupi Krishna. And therefore, it was thanks to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Mahaprabhu invested his potency in Srila Rupa Goswami. So Rupa and Sanatan actually became the instruments of Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan. And then they started writing literatures to expand upon Mahaprabhu's understanding. Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood has been explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. And therefore, Mahaprabhu glorifies Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami by saying that Dui Bhai Bhakta Raja Krishna Kripa Patra Vyavahare Raja Mantri Hoi Raja Patra. So these two brothers are actually best amongst the devotees. Externally they appear as ministers, but actually they are the king amongst all the Vaishnavas. Why? Vidya Bhakti Buddhi Bale Parama Praveen Tabu Apanaka Mane Trina Hoitehin. Although they are the best in Vidya, Bhakti, Buddhi and Bal, still they consider themselves to be the lowest. So, that which has made them qualified to enter into these mysteries is not their Vidya, not their Buddhi, not all of these qualities. Uttama hoya hi nokori manah apanare ochirate krishna tama korilo udhare. Actually, when someone is exalted but considers himself very fallen, that humility attracts the Lord's attention. And therefore, Rupa Goswami's and Sanatan Goswami's humility enchanted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he made them the carriers of the deepest secrets of his mission. And so it was ultimately Srila Rupa Goswami who found the beautiful deity of Govindadev and installed the deities of Govindadev. And then the first deity of Srimati Radharani was brought and installed there. And so, the manifestation of Srimati Radharani's deity for darshan is very much a recent phenomena. And although the souls in Kali Yuga are the most fallen, they have been given the privilege of entering into the highest of all conceptions. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created a university for the duffers, that those who are fail, they have been given the highest. Right? Krishna came and he said, Sarvadharman Parityajya, offered pre-qualification, first surrender. Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Lord Chaitanya said, no need to surrender. And not Mamekam Sharanam, Nameka Sharanam Braja. Take shelter of the holy name. That is all. Krishna expected the devotee to come, sit in the exam hall, write the exam. Mahaprabhu says, don't worry. Sit next to me. I will write. I will take care. I will deliver. So therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in that mood manifesting the compassionate bhava of Srimati Radharani. Krishna prema bhavita yara chitendriya kai Krishna nija shakti radha kridara sahai. So now Srimati Radharani's tattva is being described further, that Krishna prema bhavita, she is completely imbued with love for Krishna. In what aspect of her existence? Chitta, indriya, kaya. In her mind, in her senses, in every pore and particle of her form, she is simply filled with Krishna prema. That is her only emotion. Krishna Nija Shakti, and she is Krishna's own energy. And what is her service? Radha Kridara Sahai. She assists Krishna in his pastimes. Tara Madhye Brajenana Bhavara Sabhede Krishna Ke Karaye Rasa Dikalila Veshe. So Srimati Radharani assists Krishna in experiencing all of the rasas in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Krishna ke karaye rasa dika lila veshe. All the different pastimes which Krishna performs in Vrindavan, especially the pastimes of Madhurya Ras with the gopis of Vrindavan. And therefore, Srimati Radharani is considered to be the supreme most amongst all of such gopis. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasva Sarvakanta Shiromani. This is a very beautiful verse glorifying Srimati Radharani as Govinda Nandini, that she gives pleasure to Lord Govinda. Govinda Mohini, she attracts Lord Govinda. Govinda Sarvasva, she is the one who is be all and end all. And for her, Lord Govinda's pleasure and service is everything. She is constantly meditating on how can I serve Govinda, how can I please Govinda. Govinda Sarvasva, and amongst all the paramours, associates of Krishna, amongst all of those Mahishis and Lakshmis and Gopis, Sarvakanta Shiromani, she is the supreme most amongst all. Like that. And so, this verse is quoted from the Shastras. Devi Krishnamai Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. So this particular verse is a very important verse describing the tattva of Sri Radha. Devi Krishna Mai Prokta. Srimati Radharani is described as non-different from Krishna and who is Krishna Mai. So Krishna Mai means she is non-different from Krishna and she sees Krishna everywhere. Wherever she only sees Krishna. Devi refers to one who is most resplendent and who is the abode of love and worship of Lord Krishna. Radhika para devata. Para devata means one who is most worshipable. Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva, she is the center of all the Lakshmis. And Kanti Sammohini Para, all the splendor exists in her. She is all attractive. And so Prabhupada writes, why there are so many gopis? Krishna manifests himself as Radharani. But then Radharani manifests herself into various Lakshmis and various gopis. So the question arises, why there are so many gopis? Someone approached, Srila Prabhupada and started questioning Srila Prabhupada about the gopis. That Srila Prabhupada, the Swamiji, why is Krishna dancing with other men's wives? Prabhupada said, Are Baba, everything is energy of the Lord. Even the gopis are Krishna's energies. In fact, all of us are part of Krishna's energies. And your wife is also part of Krishna's energy. Why you are dancing with Krishna's energy? So Prabhupada turned the table on him. One college student was asking me, why Krishna has so many girlfriends? I said, is that your real problem? I think your real problem is why you don't have even one. So, Kaviraj Goswami beautifully explains, Bahukanta bina nohe rasera ullas lilara sahaya lagi bahuta prakash. Why so many gopis are there? Bahukanta vina, without multiple gopis, nohe rasera ullas. One cannot experience the highest joy in the rasa in Madhurya. And therefore Krishna desires many, many such gopis. And therefore, Lilara Sahaya Lagi Bahuta Prakash. In order to assist him in this, innumerable gopis manifest like that. And therefore, at this point, Krishna is totally in bliss, exchanging all of these mellows with these gopis. Krishna vancha purti rupa kore aradhane ata eva radhika nama purana bakhane. So it is described, what is the meaning of the name Radhika? So that is described here. What is that? Krishna vancha purti rupa, in order to fulfill Krishna's desire. Kore aradhane, when the worship is conducted simply to please Krishna. Krishna vancha purti rupa korena aradhane. Simply to please Krishna and nothing else. Therefore, ata eva radhika nama purana vyakhyane. The Puranas describe this personality who is worshipping Krishna simply to please him as Radhika. That is the only purpose of actually having this particular name. And therefore, in the next verse, Kaviraj Goswami quotes from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, when the gopis are with Krishna as part of the Rasalila, at one point of time, Krishna disappears from the Rasalila carrying one gopi. And that is described when the gopis are searching for Krishna, they find that Krishna's steps are there, but the other gopi's steps are missing. So then they imagine, yes, he has picked that other gopi in the arms. And at that point, this particular verse comes. Anaya radhito nunam bhagavan harir ishvara yanno vihaya govinda pritoyam anaya rahah. That anaya aradhito nunam, the gopis are discussing amongst themselves that definitely this gopi has pleased Krishna very well. Bhagavan harir ishvara, and therefore yanno vihaya govinda, therefore Krishna has taken her with him. Pritoyam anayatraha, in a secluded place, being pleased with her super excellent service, which is Srimati Radharani. So therefore, if Srimati Radharani's name comes in Bhagavatam, it is only in this verse. And that too, indirectly, anaya aradhito nunam. And so, in this particular understanding of Radhika, we can understand that Srimati Radharani's most important position is she understands Krishna's desires and she is right there to fulfill Krishna's desires. And no one can appreciate and understand Krishna's desires and how to please Krishna's desires better than Srimati Radhika. So not only she understands what is Krishna's desires, because understanding is one thing, Beyond understanding, one must also have the capacity to fulfill that desire. And therefore, Srimati Radharani has both the understanding and the ability to fulfill Krishna's desires. And therefore, this is a very important point to appreciate. Sarup kohe aibalabhadra bhattacharya tomate susnigdabada pandit sadhu arya. That the qualities of a bona fide servant are described is, number one, his intention is to please the master. Susnigdha. Second, he has the intelligence to please the master, to understand what the master wants and please. Sadhu. Third, he is, all of his senses are perfectly under control, and therefore he is able to actually control his senses. And fourth, his interpersonal dealings are perfect so that he represents the master properly. And therefore, we find that Alir Bano Jyotishaka Stabdi Bhuto Kimekaka Preshita Preshakas Chaiva Shadete Sevakadhama. One time Lord Vishnu was sleeping, and at that time the demon Mura came to attack Lord Vishnu. From Krishna's transcendental form, one energy of Krishna manifested. She was a lady, and she immediately attacked the demon Mura and killed her. By the time Lord Vishnu opened his eyes, he saw that this demon had been killed. And Lord Vishnu became very pleased and asked this lady, "Who are you?" And she said, "I am your energy only." Said, "Oh, you have served me so perfectly." And because she manifested on the 11th day, she was given the name Ekadashi. And therefore, Lord Vishnu gave the benediction that because you understood what is required even before I got up and told you, you are known as the best amongst the servants. And they are known as Ekatma Sevak. Ekatma Sevak means one who understands the desire of the master even before the master has spoken. And therefore, when one performs the Ekadashi Vrata, what happens is, by properly performing the Ekadashi Vrata, the quality which is there within the heart of Ekadashi Devi is deposited into the heart of those who are practicing that vrata. And the reason we perform Ekadashi is we are eager to get some fraction, some drops of that Ekatma Bhav of this most wonderful associate of the Lord. And that is the whole idea of serving and pleasing exalted devotees, because whom we serve and please, their qualities get deposited within us. And that's the whole idea of performing this. So therefore, the Shastras also describe Shadete Sevaka Adhama. What are the qualities, six qualities of those who are Adham Sevak? Right? And what we should not try to be. So Alir Bano Jyotishakaha. So Alir means just like bee. The honey bee gives honey, that is great, but honey bee is never at one place. So Alir means fickle. Bano, bano means like a arrow. So one who talks back. You know, you ask something, "Can you do this?" "Why?" So before even hearing, arrow is shot. Right? And just by seeing the eyes, you know the arrows are ready to be launched. So therefore, Bano Jyotishaka. Jyotishaka means you tell something. "Can you do this?" Then first thing you will see, open the Jyotishi Patra. "When we can do that, let me consider." So just like a Jyotishi, he goes into the future. That means procrastinate. Not today, not tomorrow, day after, and never. Right? And so then stabdhibhuta is lazy, preshita. Fifth, he refuses to obey directly, and preshakas chaiva. Then as soon as he gets, he expects someone else to do it. And therefore, shadete sevaka adhama. These are considered to be adham sevak. So therefore, ata eva radhika nam purane bakhane. Srimati Radharani's name is there in the Puranas as Radhika because she understands Krishna Vancha Purti Rupa. She understands what Krishna wants. She understands Krishna's desires instantly without having to explain in great detail. And that's the actual idea of what Srimati Radharani is representing. And then it is said, Sarvakanti basically means Radhika Korena Krishner Vanchita Puran. She has the capacity to fulfill all of Krishna's desires. Like that. So therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. Why? And that is described now. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rupe Koila Abatar Eito Panchama Shloke Aratha Prachar. And therefore, Lord actually appears in this form to experience how Srimati Radharani is serving. What is the understanding of this? And so he says, Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shakti Man Dui Vastu Bheda Nahi Shastra Praman. So Krishna is the Shakti Man, Radharani is the Shakti, both are non-different. And therefore, Mrigamada Taragandha Jaiche Abiched Agni Jwala Te Jaiche Kichu Nahi Bhed. Just like you cannot distinguish the Mrigagandha, Mrigamada, which is musk, from its smell. The musk and the smell of the musk are non-different. Like that, Krishna and Radharani are non-different. Agni jwalate, just like the fire and the flames are non-different. Like that, Krishna and Radharani are non-different. Radha Krishna aiche sada eka iswarup lilarasa aswadite dhore dui rup. And so, Radha and Krishna are actually one Swarup. But in order to experience Leela, to experience the rasa of the Leela, Leela rasa aswadite, what they do? Dhore dui rup. Therefore, they accept the two forms. And so, prema bhakti shikhaite apana abatari Radha Bhava Kanti Dui Angikara Kuri. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifests in order to share the Prema Bhakti. Prema Bhakti Shikhaite. And then also Radha Bhava Kanti, accepting the emotions of Radharani and the complexion of Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rupe Koila Abatar Eto Panchama Shloker Arthira Prachar. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore the manifestation of Radha and Krishna together who appear in this world. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Aladini Asmat. So Krishna is one, he manifests into two, as Radha and Krishna, that same Radha and Krishna then appear, combine and manifest as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is an explanation of the fifth verse, which is the first of the, 14 verses. In that, the fifth verse describes this principle of Radha Tattva in proper detail. And now he says, I will share with you that why this Radha and Krishna together decided to appear as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And there are three confidential reasons for the Lord's appearance. But all of these three are connected to the Radha Tattva, to the principle of Srimati Radharani. And so he says, Swarup Gosaira Prabhur Ati Antaranga Tahate Janena Prabhur Esab Prasanga. So he says, this is a very confidential subject. Only someone who is an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya, like Swarup Damodar Goswami, can understand these secrets. And therefore, no one else can understand. Sangite Gandharva Sama Shastre Brihaspati Damodara Sama Ara Nahi Mahamati. Swarup Damodar Goswami was a Gandharva-like musician. And in Shastra, he was like Brihaspati. And there was nobody more intelligent and more qualified and intimate than him, because he was constantly helping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission of experiencing these emotions. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went across South India for 6 years. Right? And therefore, Mattasimha Praya Prabhu Korila Gaman Prema Beshe Joya Kori Nama Sankirtan Agya Mala Paya Harshe Namaskara Kori Anande Dakshina Deshe Chale Gaur Hari. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India to share the Harinam Sankirtan, but he only spent 6 years traveling and preaching. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 3 times that number, 18 years, experiencing the emotions within a 10 feet by 10 feet room in Gambhira in Jagannath Puri. Experiencing and tasting. And therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes that there are 2 categories of devotees. One who is bhajanānandi, one who experiences the joy of bhajan, and there is the goshchānandi, one who experiences the joy of sharing this with others. And he says, the best preacher or the best Goshtyanandi is the Bhajanandi who preaches. That means we have to first experience the taste of Krishna consciousness by sincere practice. Then we experience that, then we share it with others. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna together, is indicating that tasting the mellows of devotional service is a very, very crucial part of our devotional practice. And therefore, as the numbers increase in the Krishna consciousness movement, one of the greatest challenges is how we can continue to inspire devotees to remain very focused and go deep into their devotional practice. Because Krishna consciousness is not about just connecting with a society. It is a process of connecting with Krishna deep within our heart. And therefore, connecting is easy, but then ultimately cultivating a taste is very challenging. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly manifested his appearance to show the significance of trying to cultivate this rasa or taste. And so therefore here he says, Radhikara Bhavamurti Prabhura Antar Sri Bhave Sukha Dukha Uthe Narantar. In the mood of Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing constant pleasure and distress. Meeting with Krishna, he was experiencing joy. Separation from Krishna, he was experiencing distress. Sai bhave sukha dukha uthe nirantar. So in this beautiful verse, the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been described. What is the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radhikara bhavamurti prabhura antar. So if you take a scan of Lord Chaitanya's heart, it is Radhikara Bhava Murti. It is the image of Srimati Radharani's emotions. So that is what has been described here by Kaviraj Goswami. Radhikara Bhava Murti Prabhura Antar. Mahaprabhu's heart is nothing but Radharani's emotions. It's an image of Radharani's emotions. And therefore, these emotions were constantly like the ocean tide, rising and falling, in separation from Krishna and in union with Krishna. Shesha lilaya prabhur Krishna biraha unmad brahmamaya cheshta ara pralapamayavad. So, Antilila describes this particular situation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shesh lilaya prabhur Krishna virah unmad. Lord Krishna in separation from Srimati Radharani and the gopis. That means the mood of Radharani in separation from Krishna was left Vrindavan and gone to Mathura and gone to Dwaraka. Vrindavana Govardhan Yamuna Pulinaban Sai Sabar Rasa Dikolila Sai Brajer Brajajan Mata Pita Bandhugan Bada Chitra Kemone Pasarila. So constantly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this mood of Srimati Radharani, asking questions to Krishna. I am here in Vrindavan. My dear Krishna, have you forgotten Vrindavan? Govardhan, Yamuna, the forests, all the Brajavasis, mother, father, how you have forgotten all of this? Bada Chitra. It is very astonishing that you have forgotten all of this. And therefore, this is described as Sheshalilaya Prabhu Krishna Viraha Unmad. Madness of separation. Krishna Viraha Unmad. Brahmamaya Cheshta. And many of Mahaprabhu's activities seem to be inaccurate. That means he would not be able to keep control over his physical activities. Ara Pralapamaya Vad. And his speech would be just like sometimes in a maddened state. It would be incoherent. Why? Under the influence of these emotions. Radhikara bhave jaiche uddhava darshane sai bhave matta prabhu rohe ratri dine. Just like Uddhava, he would come to Vrindavan regularly. And when Uddhava came to Vrindavan, Uddhava saw the emotions of the Brajavasis. Radhikara bhava jaiche Uddhava darshane. Just like Uddhava saw the moods of Radharani, like that, in that mood, sai bhave matta prabhu rahe. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained in that mood of Srimati Radharani in separation from Krishna, as Radharani spoke the Bhramar Geet, the song to the bumblebee, she was in that state of ecstatic madness in separation from Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also experienced this. And so he says, Ei mata purve Krishna rase rasadan tathapi korila rasa niryasa charvan. And he says, Ei mata purve Krishna rase rasadan. Just like Krishna, who is the abode of all the rasas, jadyapi korila rasa niryasa charvan. And although Krishna has access to all the rasas, he is the rasaraj, he is the ultimate enjoyer of all the rasas. At that point Krishna started thinking, tathapi nahilati na banchita puran taha asvadite jadi korila jatan. That although I am supposed to be the enjoyer of all the rasas are experienced by me, but there are three emotions which I am unable to experience. Tathapi nahila tina vanchita puran. But still looks like there are three desires I am unable to fulfill. What is going on? So Krishna is famous as Makhanchor. Krishna steals the butter, Krishna steals the clothes, Krishna is the ultimate thief of Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Krishna, he has access to everything and everyone, but still Krishna did not have access to these three emotions which Srimati Radharani was experiencing. And that intrigued Krishna. And so Krishna thought that, well, anyway I have got long experience of stealing. So I have stolen so many things during my pastimes. Now it is time for me to steal Radharani's emotions and Radharani's color. And after stealing, a thief is always looking for a dark place to hide. Says, which is a more darker place than Kali Yuga, the dark age? Let me come and hide here. And so Krishna was trying to hide. And one of the characteristics of thieves is they try to hide to their level best. But the effulgence, Kanchana Sadrisha Deha Aruna Vasan Pulaka Ashru Kampa Sveda Tahate Bhushan. Just by seeing the Anga Kanti, by seeing the beauty, everybody started questioning, is this Radharani and Krishna? He's having the emotions of Radharani, the color of Radharani. Looks like he's mad for Krishna. And so people started becoming suspicious. And devotees started discussing, is this Krishna who has stolen Radharani's emotion and come? And so when a thief finds out that people are becoming suspicious, the first thing he starts doing is starts distributing what he has stolen amongst others. And so Krishna started distributing. Keha nache keha gaye Sri Krishna Gopal premete bhasila loka stri vriddha abal chaudikete sabaloka bole hori hori premaveshe madhya nritya kore gaur hari. So he started distributing this love because he thought, I am going to be caught red-handed, golden-handed with this love. So better I distribute this. So he started distributing this love to others. And then he escaped for a long time. But ultimately you need powerful police officers to catch you. So finally, Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, commissioners of police, they held Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inside that confines of the room in Gambhira. एंड सेज, चोरी तुमने की? डिड यू स्टील? हु आर यू? एंड देन व्हेन दे स्टार्टेड डूइंग सीरियस इंटरोगेशन, एट दैट टाइम द थीफ कुड नॉट कीप द सीक्रेट एनी मोर. एंड देन एज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ दैट हिज रियल मिशन केम आउट इन द फॉर्म ऑफ 8 वर्सेस. चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम भवमहादावाग्नि निर्वापणम ऑल द वे टिल आश्लिष्यवा पादरताम पिनष्टुमाम. सो द शिक्षाष्टकम फ्लोड आउट ऑफ द लिप्स ऑफ द सुप्रीम थीफ ऑफ ब्रज हु हैड स्टोलन द लव द इमोशंस एंड द कॉम्प्लेक्शन ऑफ श्रीमती राधारानी ट्राइंग टू हाइड ट्राइंग टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट ट्राइंग टू डू एवरीथिंग. But ultimately, his game was up. And then he has shared with all of us what we can possibly do. And therefore, this process of Harinam Sankirtan, it begins with purification of the heart and it leads all the way to unconditional love. Just like the last verse, which very much represents the mood of Srimati Radharani. Ashlisyava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanam marmahatam korotuva yatatatava vidadhatulampato matparananathastu sa eva napara. That in whatever condition you keep me, you remain my worshipable Lord in every situation. And therefore, in this particular verse, the three desires of Lord Krishna are demonstrated. And what are these three desires? Each one of these desires is described in this particular section. The first desire which the Lord wanted to experience is the way Srimati Radharani's pranay mahima, how to understand the glory of Radharani's love. Radharani's love is so exalted, so high, that is something which Lord Krishna wanted to experience. Pranay mahima, the mahima or the glory of Srimati Radharani's love. एमा धुर्यामृत पान सदा जयी करे तृष्ण शांति न हि तृष्ण बाढ़े निरंतरे. एंड द लॉर्ड कुड नॉट बी पैसिफाइड एंड हिज थर्स्ट वॉज ग्रोइंग कॉन्स्टेंटली टू एक्सपीरियंस द प्रणय महिमा. दैट हाउ श्रीमती राधारानी इज सो exalted and glorious. And this glory of Srimati Radharani, he wanted to experience in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second thing which he wanted to experience was that mat adbhuta swarupa, mat adbhuta mahima, that Krishna was wanting to understand my own beauty, sweetness, mat adbhuta madhurima. What is the adbhuta madhurima or sweetness of Krishna himself, which makes Srimati Radharani attracted to me and enchanted towards me? And then the third is he wanted to experience that particular bliss which Srimati Radharani experiences in her service to Krishna. That Krishna is saying, I get great joy and pleasure in serving Radharani and the gopis. But I see that the joy experienced by Radharani is higher than mine. Right? That is something which is quite astonishing and mind-boggling. It is just like somebody is serving you sweet rice and you take one bowl of sweet rice, you are in ecstasy. But you see that the person who is serving is in greater ecstasy. And then he is serving more. And then you taste more and he is serving you more. And as you are seeing his ecstasy, you are wondering, looks like in serving this, there is greater ecstasy than tasting this. So you are intrigued. Although it doesn't happen so easily. Like one of our devotees used to come as a college student. And later he was saying that when I was coming as a student, when I would be standing in prasadam line, my eyes would be totally focused only on the plate. Eyes would be down, seeing what is falling on the plate. To such an extent that I would never ever look up to see even who is serving. I don't remember anybody's face who was serving at that time. Only time I would look up is when some item did not fall as per expectation. That if halwa was given this much, then hey, kaun hai? So normally we are more focused in what we are getting. Right? So here, in these experiences which Krishna is seeing, that Radharani is fully focused on serving and pleasing Krishna, and in serving and pleasing Krishna, she is experiencing greater joy and greater ecstasy. And that's the experience of the spiritual world. Like that. Just like there was a family, there was a father and two children, and the father had got an ice cream for the children. They were walking on the road. One book distributor came, and this book distributor showed them some books. The father said, the kids are small, what they will understand? And I have no time to read. I am very busy taking care of my family, so forget all the books. So the book distributor also had some nice prasadam with him. So one of the prasadam, you know, items is Simply Wonderful. So this devotee took some Simply Wonderful, and these children had the ice cream cone in their one hand, so in the other hand he gave Simply Wonderful and told the kids, taste it. So the kids tasted, they liked it, put their hand again. So he filled up with 3-4. So they loved it. And now they looked at the father and they gave the ice cream cone to the father and put their other hand also, because they wanted to accept more. So he filled both their hands with more Simply Wonderful. Now both the kids' cone was in father's hand. And father, we are holding this and looking at the kids enjoying. By seeing their pleasure, the father thought, why should only they enjoy? I will also get this Simply Wonderful, but what do I do with these two ice cream cones? There was dustbin, he threw it there. And put his hand forward. And he also got the Simply Wonderful, tasted it. After tasting, his first question to that devotee is, where do you manufacture this? Where do you make this? So the devotee gave him address of the temple. The next week, father along with the children and the wife all visited, and now they are initiated devotees in ISKCON. Through Simply Wonderful. When you experience something and you see someone is going through a joyful experience, you want to experience that. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to experience the joy which Srimati Radharani has. That is, Krishna wanted to experience the joy which Srimati Radharani is experiencing in serving and pleasing. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has very mercifully given us the opportunity to worship the deities of Radha and Krishna in the temples of ISKCON. So it is not a very ordinary occurrence. It is an occasion of extraordinary fortune. And therefore we should be very, very careful in how we approach Radha and Krishna, because Srimati Radharani's tattva is the highest amongst all the tattvas. And therefore, one cannot take it cheaply, one cannot take it for granted. And so Srila Prabhupada was in one temple, he entered. So what happened was, You know, the way Prabhupada would approach the deities, Prabhupada actually could see them as Radha and Krishna, and not just as stone. So Prabhupada was in Calcutta, one devotee was sitting next to Prabhupada, and he looked at Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, they have put the Krishna's flute upside down. That means Krishna's flute should have all the holes away, and only the one hole for, you know, blowing the air should be near. But it is upside down. The other holes are this side, that hole is away. Prabhupada said, what do you mean? Krishna can't play the flute upside down or what? He can play the flute any way he likes, because his sarva karana karanam is the cause of all causes. And therefore don't worry about that. So Prabhupada would see Krishna in the deities, and he would see them as non-different from Krishna. So one time in one temple, the devotees, they were doing Harinam Sankirtan at night. And they started doing it on a regular basis. And they thought, since most of the people are out enjoying at night, Harinam Sankirtan will be more effective from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. So they started doing that. And then they thought, okay, who is going to again sleep and get up for Mangal Arati? Let us prepone Mangal Arati a little bit. So from 4:30 they preponed it to 3:30. So they would come back, have Mangal Arati, then everybody would go to sleep. So they thought 1 hour preponing, nothing will happen. Prabhupada came to that temple. He didn't know anything about this. Prabhupada looked at the deities and said, the deities look tired. Anything happening? And the devotee said, no, everything is fine. But why are they looking tired? And they said, yeah, we have preponed Mangal Arati by 1 hour. Prabhupada said, so the sleeping time has come down of the deities. So they are looking tired. So Prabhupada would actually have a personal relationship with these deities. So another temple, Prabhupada came and he looked at the deities and said, Krishna's hair are too long. And then Prabhupada, you know, began the class. At the end of the class, Prabhupada came and told the devotee, no, actually, let it be long. Radharani likes it this way. Right? So Prabhupada can say that, but we can't make a mistake and then say that, okay, this is for Radharani. So Srila Prabhupada trained his devotees very carefully in how to worship the deities in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan with awe and reverence. Although they are Radha and Krishna, but the mood in which we worship is we offer all the respect, all the awe and reverence and the proper kind of cleanliness and respect is offered in all of these beautiful worships of the Lord. Therefore, Sri Radhashtami is the occasion when we come to the temple to pray to the Lord to offer us the strength to get some degree of that service attitude so that we can also try to serve and please the Lord, because Radharani is the best amongst the pujaris. What does the pujari do? Worships the Lord and facilitates those who have come to take darshan of the Lord in that worship. So Srimati Radharani is the best amongst all the pujaris. So when we come and pray to Srimati Radharani on the occasion of Radhashtami, our prayer is, please bestow some of your grace so that some deposit of that grace, when it enters our heart, our hard heart also then becomes mellow. We become flexible. We become eligible to understand the devotees' desires and try to serve and please the devotees, so that ultimately through the Guru Parampara those emotions are transmitted to Srimati Radharani, who is the person who ultimately serves and pleases Krishna. And that's basically the whole mood of the festival of Sri Radhashtami, where we come as a beggar. seeking the nectar of the grace of Srimati Radharani, begging for her mercy in the mood of a beggar. When Radhanath Maharaj was in Barsana many years ago for our yatra, then Jananivas Prabhu was there. And then Maharaj asked Jananivas, this was 2001 I think. And then Maharaj said, so how many times you have come to Barsana before? And Jananivas Prabhu said, this is my first time. And Maharaj said, since when you have been in India? He said, from 71. So he said, from 71 you are in India and you are coming to Barsana first time in 2001? What is, you know, why so late? So he said, well, I came to Mayapur, I started serving. And then I thought, I will go to other places. But I continued serving. So I thought, next year, I continued serving. And before I realized, 30 years passed. And Maharaj said, well, you did not think of going, you know, to Barsana or Vrindavan or all these places. He said, nobody asked me. So if nobody asked me, so I continued. So therefore, the whole mood of Barsana, Radhanath Maharaj was explaining, is we come there not thinking we are qualified, but we come there with the mood that I am unqualified and I simply need to receive your mercy and your grace. That is all. The only reason I come for is to be blessed by Srimati Radharani's grace as a beggar. Right? And beggar means really bona fide beggar. Right? Like many years ago I used to go for a program. When the taxi would stop at Nana Chowk, one beggar would come and say, please give me 10 rupees, malad jana hai, ticket kharidna hai. 10 rupees dijiye, 5 rupees dijiye. So one time, okay, somebody gave. Next week again the same guy was there, malad jana hai. For many years he would come and say, malad jana hai. Standard dialogue. Duniya kahan se kahan pahunch gayi, to bhi malad nahi pahuncha. So this is professional begging, not bona fide emotion of feeling that I do not have anything. So Prabhupada came to one place, and when he landed, there was a press reporter, and he came up and said, so Swamiji, what is your message? Prabhupada said, there are three ways of flying in the Vedic tradition. First is, there is a method of flying via pigeons. The pigeons fly, and by mystic power, you also hold on and you take shelter of that and you manifest. The second is through mantra. You fly through the mantras. The mantra takes you from one place to another. And third is by machine. So modern time, we should not think we are very advanced. This is actually less advanced than through flying through pigeons and mantra. So immediately this reporter said, then Swamiji, why you came by American Airlines? Why you didn't prefer one of the other mantra technique? Prabhupada said, I wanted to be one amongst you. That is all. So this reporter was very inspired. He's saying, Swamiji may be very exalted in his consciousness, but in his dealings, he's very down to earth. And then he started becoming interested in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, the philosophy which we connect with can be of the highest category, but what will really impact us, transform us, and help us transmit this transformation to others is how we are extremely down to earth and totally in sync in our own practice with all of this philosophy, so that anyone who comes in contact with us experiences the authenticity of this process, and ultimately he also decides to get transformed. So Krishna, you know, just I'll end with one pastime, that Radharani and all the other gopis, they were in Kamyavan. And they were having these various pastimes with Krishna. And at that time, Lalita Devi started sharing with the other gopis that, you know what? In a previous yuga, there was a great king whose name was Ramchandra. And Ramchandra had a wife whose name was Sita. She was stolen by one demon, Ravana. And then Lord Ram was searching for Sita, and finally the monkeys helped build a bridge across. And finally Sita was found, and Ravana was killed. So Krishna was right there, and Krishna immediately said, well, I am that same Ram, for your information. So don't worry, that Ram is still here. The gopi said, what, you are Ram? Are, that Ram could build a bridge across the whole ocean with stones. And secondly, he was ek patni vrat. You are already surrounded by so many of us. What kind of, you're saying you're Ram? Krishna said, as far as bridge is concerned, I'll take care. But I am only devoted to one person, that is Radharani. And therefore, I am still the same personality, Ram only. And then the gopis said, well, in that case, show us how to make the bridge. Can you make the bridge even over this small pond? Krishna immediately called the monkeys and said, hey, I fed you enough. Do some work also. Make a bridge across. And then all the monkeys brought stones. And then Krishna held one stone and started praying that if my exclusive love is only for Srimati Radharani, may these stones float. And then Krishna threw the stone. All the gopis were looking with bated breath. The stone fell on top of the water. What happened? It floated. On Radhashtami, what else can it do? And then finally, the nice bridge was created. And then Krishna crossed over. So in this way, Krishna has indicated his exclusive love and devotion to Srimati Radharani and established his own energy in the form of Srimati Radharani to facilitate our feelings and our bhakti through which we can approach Krishna. And through this Guru Parampara, through Srila Prabhupada, through Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like all the Goswamis who are manjaris, the intimate associates of Radharani from the spiritual world. So we are extremely fortunate to be part of this Gaudiya Sampradaya, through which we can actually offer the highest experience of Radha Bhav can be experienced and also shared. And that's exactly what the Manjari Bhav is all about. Love without any selfish consideration. Service without any selfish consideration. The Manjaris are constantly trying to only give pleasure to Srimati Radharani and not keeping anything for themselves. And that mood Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute. And therefore Mahaprabhu was always in the mood of, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? In the mood of separation, that I do not have that and I need it. And that mood of separation is more practical for conditioned souls, because conditioned souls spend more part of their journey in separation from Krishna, not getting Krishna. So therefore Mahaprabhu has given lot of hope that yes, if you do not have Krishna, do not become hopeless. Because one who is Krishna himself spend his practical entire pastime simply praying, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Which means that the purpose of our life is not to get Krishna, look at him and then forget him. But the purpose of our life is to be constantly searching for Krishna, seeking to serve Krishna and seeking to please Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas to indicate that is the exclusive purpose. purpose of human form of life. To constantly search for Krishna, to search and seek service to Krishna, and to seek to please Krishna. And therefore, whether we are successful in our endeavor or not is a secondary matter. But we have connected with the Gaudiya Parampara to be successful in our journey, to begin the journey. And therefore we have begun the journey by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and his associates and his followers. And we simply need to be vigilant that we do not commit aparadha, that which is displeasing to Radharani. And if something is displeasing to Radharani, the flow of the Khladini Shakti will be stopped. And when the Khladini Shakti flow is stopped, Maya Shakti flow is started full blast. And then we will experience distress, discomfort, frustration, depression and anxiety. And therefore, today on the occasion of Sri Radhashtami, we should pray at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani to keep us connected to the flow of this Khladini Shakti, bless us with the right discrimination and intelligence so that we always please the devotee, never displease the devotees, and always remain vigilant and grateful of the fact that after millions of lifetimes we have received this opportunity to make our human life successful by aspiring for Krishna prema in this human form of life. That aspiration itself is something which is a cause for celebration, because that aspiration itself does not take birth within the heart of the soul unless he goes through a journey of millions of lifetimes and then is finally blessed by Krishna, Srimati Radharani and their divine grace. So on this occasion of Radhashtami, let us offer our prostrated obeisances at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, place our head at the lotus feet of all those Vaishnavas who are trying to serve and please Srimati Radharani sincerely, and offer our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and his disciples for opening up this entire treasure house in front of all of us. In spite of all of our disqualification, we have been given the privileged entry into this immense body of knowledge and potential realization. With this sense of gratitude and constant remembrance, let us celebrate every moment of this most auspicious day of Radhashtami, where potentially drops of mercy from Radharani's heart can be transmitted to our heart, and the kind of ekatma seva bhav of understanding the real mood of the master, understanding the real mood of Krishna, can be transmitted in our heart if she is pleased with our attitude and service on this divine appearance day. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. This evening we will have Abhishekam from 6 o'clock, and then in the evening lecture at 7 o'clock by Dwarakadish Prabhu. Morning lecture I have deliberately kept tattva oriented, appearance pastimes of Radharani and many other pastimes you will get to hear in the evening, because you have to do first some tapasya, then you will get nectar. So therefore please do come for the evening program also. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. There is one announcement from Book Distribution Department. There is going to be a Srimad Bhagavat Mahayajna on 14 September 2019 in our temple on occasion of Bhadra Purnima, a worldwide Srimad Bhagavatam distribution event. And Srimad Bhagavatam sets will be available on discount rates on this occasion. Also, there will be a seminar on glories of Srimad Bhagavatam and ways to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam sets. By His grace, Premrasa Prabhu is world's top third Srimad Bhagavatam set distributor. This seminar will be held on Tuesday, 10th September 2019, evening 7 to 9 p.m. For more details, you can check temple notice board. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. There is a request from kitchen department. Those devotees who would like to serve in kitchen seva, they are requested to kindly assemble in the Bhaktivedanta hall. Kitchen is requesting for your services. Hare Krishna.